Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on.
I'm But we're going to go into chapter 2 and we're going to see that God's sovereignty divine perfect will for our life. It's already predestinated. It's already in the mind of God. We're going to see that the potter already knew what he was making before he ever started. We're also going to look at that the vessel had no saying in it, nor did he have a right to even question it. Hallelujah. We're going to look into that today. What do you see when someone said, well, listen, are you saying I can't affect my destination? And that's where the wisdom of God comes in. That's where the omniscience of God comes in. Because he knows everything. And he's so wise, and he does not disclose it all, because the wisdom of man is foolishness to God. But in his divine wisdom, he already knows the choices that you're going to make. But yet, you have a will to make them. What a mighty God we serve. And then, so we're going to see that in a second. Just let me turn around a little bit, but we're going to see. Even though you got the right to choose, that's your will. You got the right to make choices. God already knows what you're going to choose. See, so that frees him from interfering with your free will. But even in our most wisest state, our most cunning state, our most sly and slickest state, weakest state, strongest state, he knows what your decisions are going to be already. Amen? To God be the glory. That's how we can be in the will of God, because God knows the will of God for us. Amen? When we look down into Jeremiah 18, let's look at these two verses before we go over to Isaiah 45. Verse 11, I think we stopped about 10. Now stop this purpose, because look at what verse 11 says. It now says, now therefore, go, speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And say to them, thus said the Lord, behold, I frame evil against you. And someone would say, well, wait a minute, God don't work evil. God don't use evil. No, he framed it. He framed it, meaning that evil cannot even operate if he didn't have boundaries for it. He didn't say he used it. He didn't say he did it. He didn't say it's his will to put evil on you. But I framed it, meaning that the boundaries was already set. And if your decisions bring you into evil, evil is only happening because of your decisions, but it's only there because God framed it. I hope you caught that. But he said, I framed evil against you and devices, a device against you. Why? Purpose. See, this Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. God has put certain things and allowed certain spirits, powers, principalities, rulers of the darkness in this world. See, God, spiritual witness in high places, God allowed those things to operate. They're framed. See, what we got to realize as men and women of God, children of God, that they are framed. They don't have recourse. They can't run roughshod all over you. They can't destroy your life at will. Satan has no dominion over you. So we have to understand that God has framed some things. That's to keep you and I to make the right choices, the right decisions, so that your choices line up with your spirit, your soul, your mind. See? He has to have those framed there. So then even he can teach us, he can lead us, he can guide us, he can direct us. Sometimes when we find ourselves going astray, it's only because God has framed evil and we can detect it. He told the prophet in the Old Testament, put a difference between clean and unclean. See, he framed it so that we would know. In the New Testament, learn to walk within him. Hallelujah. To operate within him. We can know what's the will of God. The Bible says, hereby ye know the spirit of God from the spirit of error. Because he puts evil. He puts it there. He doesn't need that to lead and guide you. That's what the Holy Spirit is for. But in your walking, he can allow you to walk into evil. He can allow you to walk into attacks. Y'all ain't talking to me. He can allow you to walk into tribulations. Hallelujah. And he can deliver you out of them. Hallelujah. So again, look at verse 11. It's for purpose. He said, I devise a device against you. Watch. I'm going to show you. It's for a purpose. Watch what the verse says. Against you. Watch. I pray evil against you and devise a device against you so you can return. If you keep bumping into a wall, you know eventually you're going to realize that there's no door there. That's a wall. Y'all don't hear me. If you keep walking into it, bumping into it, glory to God, something inside you going to say, hey, wait, this is a wall. I don't care if they paint a picture of a door on it. It's a wall. So he says, return ye now unto me from your evil ways and make your ways and your doings good. So it was never meant there to cause you to stumble. It was meant to direct you into good. Come on, somebody ought to praise God for watching over us. What a mighty God. He watches over us. So now, verse 12 says, and they said, how'd it go? Hallelujah. Watch the return on the word. See, when God gives out a word, you got to watch for the return. If God used you to deliver a word, watch for the return. Hallelujah. Why? Because his word will return back to him, boy. Hallelujah. But you can watch the return on the reaction. Oh, where it falls. How it falls. Should I listen longer, God? Should I get another word, God? How about you? Are you saying God's redirecting me? See, this was the prophet talking to him. He brought the word and the purpose for God. Every reaction is not going to be in the will of God. But your purpose is done. I just put that out for the prophet, the leader. The bishop, the prophet, the prophetess. Don't get frustrated and the return don't come. You just drop the word. You just stay directed, because watch what happens is they get a strange reaction. Verse 12 is the last verse we're doing in 18. Look at it. He told them, I've been causing things to happen in your life, verse 11. He said, I devise certain things so that you can recognize what's happening and return. The people answered and said, look at that. People answered and said, there's no hope. There's no faith. There's no belief. That's a big problem today, people of God. And if you're on that side of believing that there is no hope, I want you to listen close tonight, because there's always hope in Jesus. There's always hope in the Holy Ghost. There's always hope no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're caught up in. Don't you ever say there's no hope. That's what the enemy wants. He wants you to believe your situation. It's hopeless. And, you know, the Bible declares that Jesus told Peter, the devil desires to have you. You know, he wants everybody. He's seeking who he can devour. But Jesus was trying to show that, no, he has a desire to get you. And Satan is after some people more than others. Kalabosia. He said, but I pray for you. You see? But it wasn't what we might think he prayed. If I was going through and you knew the strongest attack Lord, please open up his eyes. Lord, please anoint him. Hallelujah. That he take authority over that demon. Lord God, let him keep his joy. Let him be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Jesus didn't pray none of that. He said, oh, Satan desires to have you to sift you as wheat. That means after you dead, grind you up so much, even your bones, till they turn to dust, and he can blow it into the air. Your total resistance is diminished. Galicia, because Satan know that even the bones of the prophet, the bones of the servant, y'all ain't talking back to me. He knows, glory to God, that there's an anointing on your life, even in death. Even when you leave this flesh behind, there's still power in it. Ah, good God Almighty, not in the flesh, but in the bones. Y'all got to hear me now. Ah, you got to hear me in the bones. They put the bones of the prophet into graves and they jumped up. See? So what he was saying, to try to tell Peter, he wants your very existence to disappear as you've never been here on earth. He wants to grind your bones up to a turn into dust and blow it into the air. I prayed for you. Now, if they don't let the same, such an attack like that, you know that's a heavy attack. Some of us can't handle an attack of a headache or an attack of someone walking away not being your friend no more. Some of us can't handle a little attack. But can you imagine if Satan was coming at you like that? But you've got Jesus on your side. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. I wouldn't mind knowing Jesus. Thank you. Just pray for me, Lord. Knowing it is you, he is glory, the God you raised from the dead, you open blind eyes. We first thing we do is be lifting up our hands in the prayer line. That helps some things, y'all. Now it gets the prayer line. You need prayer. Come on up. No matter what's going on, come up and get prayer. Don't you shy away from prayer. But there's some attack. Oh, good God Almighty. You need more than prayer. If some attack, oh, glory to God. Oh, somebody ain't ready to digest this yet. But some things, prayer will always help. That don't mean it'll get you out of it. At least not right then. You won't see the effects right then and there. So I have to watch the way I put that out there for the people of God. But listen, here's my point. Faith will always get you out. Listen, Jesus didn't pray that, and I know when Jesus prayed, I pray that your faith fail you not. Let me move on. It took me a long time to get there, but that was very important. I hope you got that, people of God. Very important. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care where you're at. I don't care if you feel like you can make it or not. Don't you ever get to the point where you say there's no hope. Because if you say there's no hope, you're saying you don't have faith. You're saying you don't believe Jesus is able. You say you don't believe Jesus got enough power. Y'all ain't talking back to me. The people said, we have no hope. We have no faith. But Jesus told Peter, I pray that your faith fail you not. Because your faith will bring you out. I don't care how deep in. Your faith will bring you out. When you say you have no faith, watch what they say. You can speak your own death. You got to be careful you're not speaking your own demise. You got to be careful you ain't saying about you what other people are saying about you. I don't care if it is true. Don't you say it. Not your coach, I got. Don't you line up with it. Don't you even believe it. He said, there is no hope for us. Watch what he say next. He said, fellow, there's no hope. He said, but we will walk after our own device. God said, I devise a device. Even though this device is measured up in evil, it's to direct you. And they said, no, we don't got no faith in what you're doing, God, but we're going to walk in our own device. Good God Almighty, you don't want to find yourself walking in your own devices. A device is something you set up. And there's a lot of people setting up different devices. Different schemes, different plots, different plans. Hallelujah. But that, if it ain't God, you can't trust in it. the device that God has set up, you're going to come out a winner. Now, I'm going to show you why. You ready to get over there? I'm about halfway point. I got to get over to Isaiah 45. Y'all get ready to go over there. But they said, no, we'll walk after our own device. And we will, every one, use the imagination of the evil heart. That's total submission to doubt. Total submission to unbelief. Oh, glory to God. You know how you can believe God for something? It was believing that it won't. Total submission to unbelief. You don't want to go there. What you want to believe, even in your weakest state. God, I know you're moving. Hallelujah. Y'all gonna hear me. God, I know you're working it out. God, I know you're strengthening me on the inside. God, I know you're making a way of escape. You got to start believing and speaking the will of God, the plan of God, the purpose of God, the nature of God. Hallelujah. Don't you start quoting the nature of the enemy. They said, listen, no, there's no hope for us. You know what we're going to do? We're going to walk in our own ways, in our own evil. We're not going to let God devise a path. But David said, yea, though I walk, follow him, through the valley and the shadows of death. Don't you know that was a device? Don't you know that was an evil? But it was bound. And he said, I'll walk right through it. How many of you ready to walk through something that's coming at you? You got to walk right through it. David said, through God, I jumped over walls. I ran through troops and leaped over walls. Glory to God. He teach our hands to battle and our fingers to war. Listen to me. You can walk through it. Don't let the devil make you think you can't walk through it. Because God is in control. Turn with me to Isaiah 45. God is always in control, people of God. Why? He gets the glory. It doesn't matter long as in the end, God gets the glory. It's not what a man goes through. It's how he come out. You can go in one way. Hallelujah. And you can come out a whole other way. Look, God Almighty. You might have went in with unbelief. Look, God Almighty. What you coming out with faith, glory to God. You might have went in, glory to God, weakness, but you're coming out with strength. Hallelujah. You might have went in, glory to God, and out of the will of God. But when you come out, be in the will of God. Y'all don't hear me today. Glory to God. You may not understand why you went in. Look, God Almighty, but when you come out, hallelujah, you see that thing. You know why? Because when you're in it, you can't see it. Hallelujah. As well as when you come out of it. Come on, my wife liked that scripture there, that little saying there, not a scripture, but that saying. I think sometime years ago one of us said it, and we've always held on to that. You can't see it while you're there, while you're going through it. You can't see it while you're in it. It seems all right. It may get wrong. It seems like it's not that bad. It seems like God don't mind while you're in it. Hallelujah. I'm like, okay, I don't have to pray so much. See? While you're there, that's what you think. Till you get a prayer life. Good God Almighty. Till you make it so business amazing. Two or three times. Good God Almighty. Then you'll realize that when you prayed once a week, it wasn't as good. But when you was praying once or twice a week, only on Sunday, you thought that was good. How about old shot? He told you something. You got to let God direct you out of. And it's not our choice. Point being made. Isaiah chapter 45. Let's move on. What's Isaiah chapter 45? This verse 5. God is talking. And God says, I am the Lord. I'm the potter. I'm in control. Glory to God. I got the plan. I got the power. I got the authority. I know what I'm doing. Good God Almighty. I know what I'm building. I know what I'm making. He said, I am Almighty. And there is none else. There's none else. None else what? None else you gotta worry about. None else you gotta line up with. Y'all ain't talking back to me. Huh? You, some of us worried about man. Really, there's none else but God. Kalabosha. He's the only one you got to see. He's the only one you got to line up with. Hallelujah. He's the only one you have to obey. Glory to God. He's the only one, glory be to God, you got to make sure, hallelujah, that you're hearing from. Good. I don't mind bearing, you bearing witness with me. Good God Almighty, but I got to hear from God first. Good God Almighty. Now, then two or three witnesses can come, and it can be established. So I don't mind you giving me a word, but glory be to God, I got to hear that thing from God. I am God. There is none else. There is no God besides me. That's what he said. I girded thee. Look, God Almighty. He said, I girded thee. That means I have my hands around you. Look, God Almighty. See, we're talking about between the hand and the wheel. The hands of God and the wheel of life. And see, sometimes, like I said, he got into the pothouse so he could see the vessel that was being made. It started up as a lump of clay, just one big lump. Boom. Hallelujah. Shot. But he started putting the water on it. He started mixing the word with it. He started softening it up. And it started coming in agreement with the word, becoming pliable with the word. He began shaping that thing. Hallelujah. Shot. He said, so I am the one that girded you. You was in between my hands. Hallelujah. I shaped you. I made you and I molded you between the hands and the wheel. Sometimes it don't feel good in between the hand and the wheel. Sometimes you can feel lost and lonely, but you got to know you're still between the hand of God and you're on the wheel. Sometimes the wheel seems like it's spinning so fast, like it's spinning out of control. And it feels like, why it's spinning so fast, you get pressed from every side. Y'all don't hear me yet. You feel like, look, God Almighty, the attacks are coming from everywhere. That's just God's hand pressing you to make a shape that maybe some other vessel don't have. Y'all ain't talking to me. Hallelujah. Every vessel ain't shaped the same. And it's not made the same. So it takes different speed, different pressure. Different stroking. You see what I'm saying? That's your life. That's my life. That's why I don't question your life. I'm going to say something tonight, and I know I'm going to pray for your digestion of it. I'll let you know what I'm talking about when I get there. I'll let us know when I get there what I'm talking about. He said, I am God. Besides me, there is no God. Glory to God. Watch what he said. I girded thee. Though thou hast not known me. See, what he's trying to let us see is that we have no say in the matter. Oh, I mean, let me hear it. I want to make sure I get this. We have no say in the matter. And somebody would say, what do you mean I have no say? I thought you said I got a will. You do have a will. But even in our decision making, we really don't have a say because the potter got us in his hand. Y'all ain't talking to me. The potter's got us on the wheel. Hallelujah. The potter is applying the order and the pressure. So even in our decision making, day by day by day by day, I want to let you know you're not really in control. You may think you're in control. It may feel like you're in control. You might make decisions and then watch the outcome and thought that you it happened because of what you said or did. Hallelujah. I want to let you know tonight, it's not even in our control. But you must carry it out. You must follow the Holy Spirit. Can we affect it? According to our knowledge, we can. I'm not going to get into what saved always saved, because you'll cross that line talking about this, but I'm going to move in another direction. Hallelujah! No matter what we do, you got to have hope. You got to believe that God is somewhere in it. No, God ain't direct you in it. See, that's what I was trying to say. God didn't put evil on you. He framed evil. It's like air. Glory to God. The air is here. And it has purpose. Oxygen has purpose. Gravity has purpose. Evil has purpose. He framed it. I'm trying to get you to see the power of God, the character of God, the authority. The sovereignty. He don't have to ask anyone anything. When he counsels with himself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me get to the part that I said I'm going to remind you of. God bless your people, God. Thank you for tuning in. Let's look a little deeper. Watch. He says, I guarded you even though thou hast not known me. What he's saying is, it's almost like that poem, Footprints in the Sand. He turned and asked God in the toughest times of my life. I only see one set of footprints. Where was you? Hallelujah. He said, that's when I was carrying you. You see? So even when we think he's not there, I don't know God is there, he's there. Watch what he said. Even though thou hast not known me, watch, why? That they may know that from the rising of the sun, good God Almighty, from the west of the sun, from the west, that there is none besides me. He said, I am the Lord, and there is none else. God is not bragging. He's not boasting and bragging. God ain't. What he's trying to say, he's the only authority. Or he is the only potter. I'm going to keep it in context of the title of the series. He said, I am the only potter. I don't call two or three potters and tell them to wet their hands and start rubbing on the vessel too. Y'all ain't talking to me. Pastors, apostles, I think I may be in trouble, but I don't mind it for God. God is the only potter. So we have to be careful, pastor. Hallelujah. When you interfering with what God is making. Oh, y'all ain't talking to me tonight. You better be careful that you're not trying to wet your hands and shake the vessel too for your own purpose. It don't got to be no pastor. It could be your best friend. Y'all better hear me, Holy Ghost. It could be your best friend trying to stick their hands in on what God is doing. See, God says, I am the only authority. See, so we got to be careful, people of God. We got to be careful that we're not interfering with the work of the potter. And let us pray for direction and understanding. He said that thou may know that I am, see, that I am the Lord, and there's none else. Watch what he said. I, see, God got the right to say I. We don't have that right. God says, I formed the light. I formed the light. And I created the darkness. The God Almighty. It doesn't matter. I made left and right. Aha. Glory to God. I made up and down. I made what's wrong and what's right. I am the potter. I am the designer. And once we understand that God is the designer, glory to God, hallelujah, then you'll say, make me, Lord, hallelujah. Somebody say, make me over, Lord, hallelujah. Shape me, make me, mold me, hallelujah, to what you want me to be. Hallelujah. Somebody say, amen to that one. Glory to God. He said, watch what he said. I formed the light. I created the darkness. I make peace and evil. Watch what he said. I, the Lord, do all these things. What he's saying is, glory to God, I am the architect. The Bible puts it like this. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. Come on, somebody. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and end of all creation, but he's the Alpha and Omega of our life. He's the author and the finisher. That's Alpha and Omega of our life. Watch what he's saying. I knew when I first started you as a vessel, knew what it was going to be. And at the end, you got to catch this now. I tell you, I hope you can digest it. I said at the end, he knows your friend with his design. We may not understand, and we don't know when God is getting to the finished product. So we got to stay between the head and the wheel. Now, staying between the head and the wheel means no matter what's going on, no matter what happened, if it's a happy day, if it's, I had some good days, you know how they sing it, I had some bad days, I had some hills to climb, They sing this to comfort themselves. But when I look around and I think things over, good God, all of my good days outweigh my bad days, and I won't complain. But you know what? You ain't supposed to complain. He should have said, but I give God all the glory. Hallelujah. I give God all the praise. Glory to God. Because it's God that designed that your good days are better than your bad days. Hallelujah. Y'all don't hear me? Come on, all these folks. If you're self-righteous, I'm going to let you know today, it's not you. Hallelujah. If you're struggling, it's not you. I'm going to help you digest that. Because he knows what he's making at the beginning of the lump. And he knows when he's finished. Y'all don't hear? You got to catch it. You got to catch that. I said he knows when he's finished. Glory to God. I believe that's when we go home to be the Lord. That's personal. That's what I personally believe. You might feel he's finished doing everything he's going to do with you already. You might feel like you're a finished product already. You may feel like you ain't getting no higher. You ain't going no higher. You ain't getting no more anointed. You ain't going no more lower. Whatever you feel, because that's your relationship with him. Personally, I think God, hallelujah, keep on shaping for the day we go home. That's just personal, God. That's not in Bible. That's my Holy Ghost belief. Hallelujah. Because it keeps you humble. You don't ever want to think you have all that, or got all that, or got everything that God has for you. You got to yearn. You got to hunger and thirst for more. Hallelujah. Because God promised, he that hunger and thirst, he shall be. See? He that hunger and thirst shall be filled. That's a promise. So you can't hunger more than God fills you. Hallelujah. You can't be more thirstier than God to provide water. See? But if you say you don't want no more, that's you. That don't mean God was finished. You see what I'm saying? Because if we want more, we can't press God, force God to move. Some of us got a thought that I'm just going to bombard God. I'm just going to run up on his throne. I'm going to lay out before him for 20 days. Go ahead. Because you got, it's phrased like that. You can make that decision. But is God telling you to come before me for 20 days? Isaiah chapter 1, he says, who have told you, who called you, who said you can just approach my throne like that? But you cannot pick and choose what you want to build in God. And we're living in a time now that people are more lovers of self, more than lovers of God. So they're saying, listen, I'm not really going to seek God for what he wants out of my life. I'm just going to imagine something. See, remember that we yesterday said we're going to walk out our own imagination. Oh, good God Almighty, help us today, Lord God. They said their own imagination of their heart. How some of us is walking the nation. Some of us are just trying to get a picture in our mind. Oh, I like the way Jake preached. I like the way, glory be to God, Christina Glenn prophesied. And I'm going to be just like her. I'm going to act like her. That's your evil heart. And all you got to do is submit to the Father. And you're going to be able. You're going to be exactly what he says. But some of us want to make what we want to be. And it doesn't work like that. Sometimes you don't know what God is making in you. Sometimes you don't understand what God is doing in you. Sometimes you'll say, you'll cry at night, say, God, who am I? God, what am I going through? Why is that in my life? You see, because you're starting to yield. Hallelujah. You're submitting, hallelujah, to the hands of God. While you're on the wheel of life. See, and until we spit, we'll ask the wrong questions. We'll say the wrong things. We'll pray the wrong way. We'll do the wrong things. Because we're not submitting to the hands that got us girded. Watch what he said. I'll go back and listen to this again. This is really good. You may not got it all now, but go back. He told them, you didn't even know me. I did it so that you know that I'm the potter. He first said, he said, I formed the light. I created the darkness. I bring peace to you. Hear what he said. Verse 8. He said, drop down. Good God Almighty. Drop. Ye heavens. We serve a God that can send heaven down upon you. Y'all don't hear me yet. He can send power. Oh, Cabo, hey, Cabo. Somebody say, Lord, drop it down on me. He said, drop down, oh heaven. That means angels move. They dispatch at the word of God. Power belongs to God, and it moves at the word of God. Everything is submitted to God. You know who else he's saying? He's talking to you. He's talking to me. Drop down. Drop down. Let it go. Resist your imagination. Resist your evil ways. Resist your own will. Resist your flesh and drop down before him. If you make you the vessel that he wants to make you, drop down. That's total submission. Are you submitted today? Are you saying yes today? Are you dropping down before him? Dropping your pride, dropping your will. See, a lot of us don't want to drop what we need to drop. We want to keep on doing it. Hallelujah. We want to learn how to hide it and perfect it. But I'm telling you, on today, glory be to God, and you're held accountable by the word of God. Drop down. Drop it. Let tonight be the night that you drop it. Let today be the day that you drop it. Hallelujah. Some of us don't want to drop it. We want to learn how to perfect it. Hallelujah. We want to embrace it. We want to cover it up. We want to learn how to come before God and his people with a cover. God. Don't have God to pull it. Hallelujah. But he only will pull the cover if that's his will and that's part of his making. Okay? But don't think that he won't. To God be the glory. Drop down. I'm going to show you why. I'm going to tell you the part that I said I'm going to tell y'all. This ain't it yet. He said, drop down. Oh, heaven. That's what he said. Ooh, good God Almighty. Anybody letting it go today? Hallelujah. Kill that thing. How you letting it go today? How about y'all? Woo, stuck in the clothes right there. Hey, shout out to y'all. Come on, y'all gotta pray me through this. this one. Hadaboshia. I'm interceding for those I don't even know, glory to God. I'm interceding for you right now. Hadaboshika. I'm laying before my God for you right now. I'm believing God that it dropped. Hadaboshika. When I spoke it, I believe it dropped. Glory to God. He said, drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open. Good God Almighty, I'm going to go forward for the sake of time. Let the earth open, watch this, and righteousness bring up together. God Almighty, let the heavens drop. Watch this. I'm going to go in somewhere right here. Watch what he said. Drop down from the sky. Pour out, pour down righteousness. Let the earth open. And let them bring forth. God Almighty. Let them bring forth salvation. Oh, Kabashi, God, I got to break that. I got to just touch aside that for a little second. But God, humble ourselves. He's about to drop down and let the earth, let the flesh open. Y'all don't hear me. Let the flesh open. He's talking about a spiritual operation. He's talking about the spiritual incision. He talked, glory to God, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He's anointed me to preach the gospel. He said this, let me just teach you what I'm saying, to pour in the oil and gladness. Hallelujah. You got to rest sometime to get to the wound on the inside. Some of us is wounded deep down on the inside. Some of us been hurt from years gone by. Hallelujah. And somebody got to be able to spiritually make an incision and good God. Pour in the healing balm. Hallelujah. So that you can bring forth. Some of us ain't bringing forth because we're sick on the inside. We're sick in our mind. We're sick in our heart. We're sick. We're sick in our soul. And in truth, asunder and divide the asunder between soul and spirit, your joints, your marrow, discern your thoughts and the intentions. Hallelujah. We can't bring forth. Hallelujah. He said, drop down. Can I tell you who he's referring to? Yeah. Jesus. When Jesus' earth split open and the blood, y'all don't hear me tonight, good God Almighty, and the blood ran down. He brought forth salvation for you and I. Hallelujah. He brought forth healing. He brought forth deliverance. He brought forth setting you free. He brought forth total salvation. Hallelujah. God is the same for you and I. When you bow down, let go. When you let your flesh be crucified. Good God Almighty. Hadaboshia. You're going to bring forth salvation. I got about 5 minutes here, and I got to deal with what I told you in the end. And here it comes now. Watch what he says. Verse, the end of it. Let's pray for salvation and let righteousness spring up. Watch what verse 9 says. All right. Watch it. For the Lord hath created it. I got to do the end of verse 8 there. For the Lord created it. He created it. He's the potter. You're the vessel. The God. Hey, you're the earth. He's doing the work. It's the part I've been telling you about. I said, I'll remind you about. Watch this. Verse 9. Woe unto him. Woe means judgment. Woe unto him that strives. Woe, God Almighty. That strives with his maker. He's saying you on the wheel in between his hands and you from him. He's trying to make something and you're fighting him. You're striving with him. You won't let him. You're bucking up against him. won't follow directions. We call it something stupid. We call all those kind of things. But that's what God is saying. Wake up, thou that and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Next verse says, and be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Are you trying to understand the will of God? I'm going to run out of time, and I can't. I got to tell y'all what I meant there. Okay, I've got to move forward. Woe unto him that strives with his master. Marjorie says, that the pot shed strive with the pot shed of the earth. Here we go. Shall the kill the clay. Clay, say to him. This is the part I was there to bring you about. I'm going to tell you about it in a second. I'm going to close right here tonight. I got 3 minutes. Watch what he said. Glory. He said, shall the clay, but say to him that fashioned it, what makest thou? Or thy work? What makest thou? Glory to God, this thing is so deep in my spirit. He says, or thy work, he have no hand. He said, the clay can't act. What are you making when you don't have no hands yourself? Let's move on a little bit. He said, if you don't have hands, or you can't fix it, why are you telling God how to fix it? He said, you can't tell God how to fix it when you can't, you ain't even got hands to fix it. I'm getting it. He said, woe unto him that says unto his father, what bringest thou forth? Let me just read it and I can go back. I won't run out of time. What bringest thou forth? Or to the woman, what hast thou brought forth? Thus said the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his maker, ask me of things to come concerning my hand and concerning the work of my hand. Man, you me. That's the last part. I got 1 minute. I don't want to go over this time. Listen to me. This is my point. A lot of teachers have I taught it years ago. But it kind of seems like God is saying, and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. I'm going to read it again. It seems as though God is saying, thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, what? Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my son. And concerning the works of my hands, command ye me. Look, God Almighty, that's rhetorical. He said, are you trying to ask me concerning the work? Oh, I should have got there earlier. One more verse. Woo, glory to God. But I want you to read it. Don't you go further on your own. You've got enough right now. It's cut up. It's sliced. It's diced. All you got to do is use your fork and pick it up and eat it. I hope you can digest it. I ran out of time. Glory be to God. But he's saying, we don't have any right to question our life. Let's commit it over to him tonight. Would you do that? I ran out of time. I really wish I could have finished this teaching up for you. I'm going somewhere else next week. Please come on back. But one thing about it, it'll be in the Word. Wherever we go, it'll be in the Word. And if it's in the Word, it's undisputed. God bless you. Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Ministry, where we build champions in Christ. Amen. God bless you. See you next week. Love you so much. Amen.